As a City National client, you get a dedicated team of banking professionals working alongside you. From a relationship manager who works with you on everyday business needs to a business banker who drives your goals into the future. Come in to meet your team at City National Bank. See what personal can do for you at cnb.com.
Here's your money briefing for Friday, August 4th. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. Going on vacation should be fun, but traveling can be stressful and full of obstacles. Travel apps like flight trackers can help.
It closely tracks your flight, you know, for the aircraft that's going to be used on your flight. So it can give you an early heads up like, whoa, you know, there might be some trouble. I mean, airlines alert about delays, but airlines don't alert you that, hey, your inbound flight's delayed because they could swap planes.
We'll talk to WSJ columnist Dawn Gilbertson about popular travel apps you should download before your next trip after the break.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify, the all-in-one commerce platform to start, run, and grow your business. Whether you're selling flaky soul or fine art prints, Shopify covers all your sales channels to simplify selling online and in person. Plus, they provide industry-leading tools and 24/7 support to ignite your growth. This is Possibility, powered by Shopify. To sign up, visit shopify.co.uk/podcast23, all lowercase.
Travel apps can not only help people plan their trips, but they can be a lifesaver if someone is stranded at an airport and needs to snag a last-minute hotel room. WSJ travel columnist Dawn Gilbertson consulted with travel professionals and frequent flyers about their favorite apps, and she joins me now. So Dawn, let's start with apps that help travelers organize their itinerary, whether it be for vacation or business travel. TripIt seems to be a favorite of people you spoke with. How does it make traveling easier?
Who among us, or at least the disorganized among us, hasn't been at the airport and been furiously searching for your confirmation emails for that flight or at a hotel? And so basically, TripIt becomes the organized person in your life. It takes all of your confirmation emails, assuming you send it to them, and basically it creates an itinerary for you in one place.
There are also dozens of flight trackers available in the various app stores. Which one stands out and how can travelers use them to their advantage?
There are so many. I mean, one traveler I talked to had, I think, 11 or 12 in their flight tracking folder on their smartphone. There's a new one that's getting a lot of buzz that is in my column, and it's called Flighty. And it just won an Apple Design Award. And it does a lot of the same things the other flight tracking apps like FlightAware and FlightRadar24 do. But one thing it does that has impressed at least the travelers that I've talked to, and I've also tried it, this is, by the way, if you pay the pro version. So it's $49 a year. So it's not cheap. Beginning 25 hours before your flight, it closely tracks your inbound flight for the aircraft that's going to be used on your flight. So it can give you an early heads up like, whoa, you know, there might be some trouble. I mean, airlines alert about delays, but airlines don't alert you that, hey, your flight's delayed because they could swap planes.
And there could also be weather in the way. You know, the best laid plans of any traveler can be no match for inclement weather if it disrupts arrivals and departures. Which weather apps could travelers consider?
You know, I got a lot of nods for this one from different people. The CEO of United loves the Weather Channel app. There's also just the weather app most of us have on our phones, you know, with a list of cities. A top executive at JetBlue turned me on to tomorrow.io. The airline was an investor in this weather app about 10 years ago. I was playing around with it a little bit, and I really like the interface. I like, you know, it's just kind of conversational, and it kind of has fun with weather.
And weather can just be a wrench thrown into someone's travel plans, especially if they have connections or if they have a lot of stops.
Oh, sure. This summer has been the story of horrendous travel cancellations due to thunderstorms, especially in the Northeast.
All the weather and the frustration, sometimes you just need a drink. And recently you wrote about airport lounges, you know, new ones that are opening up and existing ones getting makeovers. It could be just the thing that somebody needs if they're stuck in an airport for an extended period of time. But not every airport has them. So how can people keep tabs on where the lounges are and what they offer?
Well, not every airport has one, and not all airport lounges are open to all people. So there's an app owned by American Express, and it's called Lounge Buddy. And you create a profile, or you can just search by like your credit cards you have that might have lounge access, the type of airline ticket you have, and it'll show you what's around you. It's pretty handy. A lot of airport lounges anymore don't allow day passes. You know, you really have to have a membership or access through your credit card or your type of ticket. But Lounge Buddy also alerts you to the lounges that do allow you to buy a day pass. So that's also helpful to people in a pinch.
Now, being stuck for a few hours is one thing in the airport, but a much longer delay could mean the need for a last-minute hotel room. Is there an app for that?
Yeah, well, a lot of people are probably familiar with Hotel Tonight. It's mobile only. It was created for last-minute hotel bookings. In my column, what I focus on is pretty much an old-school last-minute hotel hack, and that's Hotwire's Hot Rates. Now, Hotwire is a well-known online booking company owned by Expedia, but Hotwire's Hot Rates, they allow you to book a hotel. You don't know where you're staying. You can pick the general area and general star rating. And if you like the price, you click, you put your credit card in, and then it tells you where you're staying.
And by the way, if somebody does that last minute hotel room purchase, do rewards points factor in?
On Hotwire Hot Rates in particular, you don't get frequent flyer points for that at all. There has to be some kind of trade-off. If you're a points junkie, it's not for you. If you're someone who, you know, is on a budget or just wants to save money and save the hotel money for something else, it's definitely for you.
That's Wall Street Journal travel columnist Dawn Gilbertson. And that's it for your Money Briefing this week. Our producer is Ariana Osperu. Our supervising producer is Melanie Roy. And our executive producer is Chris Zinsley. I'm your host, J.R. Whalen. Thanks for listening and have a great weekend.